email marketing still work and what should you know going forward? Let's chat. What's up, automators? Welcome to the podcast episode. If you're watching this on video, then you know this is a podcast episode. If you're over in the podcast, no, we're also over on YouTube. So YouTube folks over on ampodcast.net. And for my podcast peeps, we are over on YouTube at Automation Mastery for Coaches. Because of course, I help non-tech savvy, mission-driven coaches streamline their business within 90 days. If you want that, want some of our systems, make sure you go to automatewithease.com. All right, enough of the business stuff. Of course, there's plenty of business stuff. That's why we are here. I want to talk about email marketing, even in this age of 2022 and beyond, whenever you're listening to this. I just want to make sure, again, 2022. Yeah. Folks sometimes get on these and they're afraid to let people know when the content is, but I want it to be relevant, right? So if you're listening to this 10 years from now, I want you to know that the context is this is conversation was had in 2022, but something may not have changed. And that also could be to the benefit of this. Could be kind of looking back and seeing, hey, what was working then? And maybe I should go back to what was working then. So a couple of key questions to get out of the way that, I'll talk about and exhaust in another episode at some point. Does email marketing still work? Yes. There you go. Episode over. Done. I know, I'm kidding. But how? Like, how do you become successful email marketing? What should be keeping your mind on? What should be thinking about? And what doesn't really work as much? Maybe you should tweak. And it's something that's worked for me. Okay. So email marketing, and some people use it for the wrong reasons. Okay. The goal at the end of the day is to be in front of people. It's to make sure you're top of mind. So when you're emailing, just the fact that you show up in the inbox is half the battle. I know we want things to be opened and clicked, and yes, that's important. But just being there and showing up is half the battle. People still check email. It's free. It's not invasive. And if you're business minded, you've been trained already that things happen in your inbox. And so you'll have to go through that inbox at some point. Now, I get it. It's not as easy as it once was. It's not as productive as it once was. It's not as crazy as it once was. But email marketing is still a thing today as it was 5 years ago, 10 years ago. Email marketing is still important. It's not the only way now, but it is still important. And so if you are not taking advantage of it, if you are not emailing, then you are leaving. I report, you are leaving money on the table. That's it. So you should do it. Then the question becomes, well, so how? Right? I obviously got to go get an email marketing tool, which I'll save for another day. I have tons of videos on those. Go get you one. We have a system. Again, reach out to us if you want our particular system. We can give you access to it. Of course, there'll be some fee for it, right? But it's something that we use. What we like to do is to make it easy is to... So we have a series of follow-up emails that we've built out and we are continuing to add to just to give to our clients that come into the platform, just saving them that time. Because one of the questions is, Justin, like, how do I write all these emails I need to be sending out? How many emails do I need to send? We prefer that you send emails daily. Now, I realize it's not going to always happen. And even sometimes we miss a day here or there. But for the most part, we want to send out emails daily. So we suggest y'all do the same thing. Now, not everybody's comfortable with that. And your market and your industry is different. So please adjust according to your lifestyle and, of course, your market. Outside of that, email daily, right? Like, it's just a normal thing. Email daily. So that's that part. The next thing is, like, what do you say? Now, we have a certain system that we teach our clients And we kind of, you know, take more time and go more in depth with that. But we talk and we teach them, I talk to my clients about how you switch up emails and add variety in the emails in a way where you're keeping your communication fresh, you're getting engagement. And when, of course, when you're getting engagement and people are opening emails, your emails become more deliverable. The challenge is if you're always sending out the same stuff, people aren't going to open it. And so therefore, your email provider is not going to be looking, you know, the provider is going to start looking at your emails and saying, well, nobody's opening these, so let's go and just throw these things in spam. So that's how that happens, okay? But if people are opening your emails, then it lets people, lets the provider know, oh, okay, people are interested in these. So there's a way to go about that to make it work and make it work well. I've used, again, and there've been times like, hey, you know, I'm like, I need to make some money today. So I send out a particular type of email and I make some money, right? Or I book some appointments. And so some of y'all right now, and this is why you need to be using email. You're stressing out about running ads. You're stressing out about posting on social. You're stressing out because your video is only getting 10 views or your post is getting 5 likes and your ads are just racking up a bill with no results. Yet you aren't actually engaging with the contacts who've already shown interest. And here's the thing, and it's a ripple effect. When you're not engaging with your contacts, you're not giving them a chance to invest with you at a time that's advantageous to them. Okay, because again, when they first interact with you, they may not have needed you. But if you're consistently messaging them, there may come a time, there may come a day, there may come a moment where they need what you have. And so the serendipity, the luck, the chance, the fate, whatever you want to call it, a blessing from the Lord. I don't care what you want to tell it. But your consistency in communicating increases the likelihood of those things occurring. So that's the beauty of it. And then by going in and emailing something that you're already paying a little bit for to do, you then can start to fund, make some money there, and then use that, the profit from that, to then fund the ads. And that's where you make even more money. So if you're not email marketing, if you're not sending emails to your list, and you're not sending the right emails to your list, then you are desperately leaving money on the table. Okay, appreciate y'all. If this has been useful and you want more, again, go to automatewithease.com, or you can, of course, shoot us a message, leave a comment, all that jazz, and we'll reach out to you and just, you know, work with you and talk about how we can help you out. There are also usually links in the description. Okay, so share this with a friend, y'all know, share this with a family member, or even your worst colleague at work, because y'all, they need this information too. I appreciate you, yes, you, and all that you do. And as usual, treat each day as a building block to a better